Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. You know, summer can't be far off when the farmers markets start up again in downtown Green Bay. That's what's happening this week. Starting tomorrow, the farmers market on Broadway kicks off its summer season with more than 100 local vendors selling fresh produce, baked goods, handmade crafts, and more. Green Bay's farmers market on Broadway is one of the largest farmers markets in Wisconsin. All the action kicks off at 3 p.m. tomorrow in the Broadway district and runs until 8 p.m. Then, just a few days later, the downtown Saturday morning farmers market returns for another season. You'll find that farmers market on South Washington and Doty Streets from 7 a.m. to noon every Saturday from now until the end of October. Leaders from Wisconsin's biggest school districts, including Green Bay, are calling on state lawmakers to restart talks on special education funding, warning delays could hurt students and staff next year. They say a proposed bipartisan plan to boost reimbursements is a step forward, but not enough to fix ongoing budget gaps. Districts argue they're forced to pull money from general classrooms to cover special education costs. Lawmakers from both parties have supported parts of the plan, but no final agreement has been reached. If you caught our story yesterday morning about Schlitz calling it quits, we have some more information on where you can find that one last call. After the Pabst Brewing Company discontinued the iconic Milwaukee beer, the Wisconsin Brewing Company is making one final batch using an old 1950s recipe. Fans can celebrate with last Schlitz on Earth parties at Milwaukee Brauhaus locations in downtown Milwaukee and Shorewood May 30th and 31st. The person who finishes the final keg at each spot wins a custom jacket. You can also pre-order the last batch online starting Saturday, with the official tasting happening later in Verona. A Manitowoc County judge denied Jesse Vang's request to move his trial to a different location yesterday. Vang and 3-year-old Elijah Vu's mother, Katrina Bauer, are both facing felony charges for the disappearance and subsequent death of the child in 2024. Vang's attorney argued his client couldn't get a fair trial in Manitowoc County. Judge Anthony Lambrick said media coverage of the case has been factual and not inflammatory. He also said due to the online nature of the coverage, the information is easily accessible across the state. So Vang's request to select jurors from a different county was also denied. Bauer also appeared in court yesterday for a check-in with the judge. Her next status conference was scheduled for July 31st. The court will review Vang's trial schedule at a status conference in early June. Green Bay Police provided an update on a school bus crash that happened yesterday morning. They say the crash between a bus and a car happened at the intersection of South Webster and Chicago Street around 7:45 a.m. There were children on the bus, but police say neither the driver nor any children were injured. Authorities say two people in the car had non-life-threatening injuries. The children got on another bus, and authorities cleared the scene in about an hour. And it took just an hour and a half for the first Rigland Farms Beagle to find a new home once he was cleared for adoption at the Wisconsin Humane Society's Green Bay campus. The pup got a new name and several new playmates along with his new home in Little Suamico. Biggie Smalls is now called Merle. And his new owner, John Colstead, says Merle is slowly coming out of his shell, warming up to other dogs faster than to humans. Though Colstead says Merle has made himself right at home, sleeping in Colstead's bed. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin is ready to handle any federal election investigation, even as questions come about FBI activity in the state. Evers says he hasn't been briefed on any widespread probe, but insists safeguards are in place to protect election integrity. Reports say federal agents have been asking questions in Milwaukee about how elections work and looking into claims about the 2020 vote. The FBI has not explained the scope or purpose of his activity, and some officials have called the situation unusual. 23 previously rejected ballots in Madison are now being counted after a court order. A judge ruled the ballots should be included, and the State Elections Commission signed off on the results late last week. Supporters say the decision protects voters who did nothing wrong, while a lawsuit is still moving forward on behalf of nearly 200 affected voters. That case claims the city violated their voting rights and is seeking damages. A lawsuit challenging the legality of ICE detainers must remain under the jurisdiction of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The ruling rejected an attempt by five county sheriffs to move the case to federal court. The lawsuit contends that honoring an ICE detainer constitutes an arrest. Police in Wisconsin can't make arrests based on certain ICE warrants. The ACLU previously alleged ICE sends detainers for people with no criminal records and people who have charges pending in Wisconsin courts. And police in the Badger State will be closely watching your shoulder. If you're driving in Wisconsin, expect more seatbelt enforcement as a statewide safety campaign gets underway. The Click It or Ticket effort runs through May 31st, with extra patrols and a focus on getting drivers and passengers to buckle up. Officials say crashes last year involving people without seatbelts led to 145 deaths and more than 1,800 injuries. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Cubs and the Crew tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Cubs and Brewers at Wrigley Field. The Brewer bats were hot last night. Jeff Levering.
Jake Bowers now. And a drive to right. This ball is hammered way back and gone. A three-run shot for Bowers, and the Brewers have put up a snowman at Wrigley. My, oh my, was that ball touched.
That made it 8-0 Milwaukee. The Brewers with a 9-3 win at the friendly confines. Pat Murphy.
Bowers was incredible again. He's been swinging the bat incredibly good. And Churio and Vaughn and Frelick gets the big hit there. Joey Ortiz had a great game.
The Cubs would not score until the fifth against Brandon Sproat.
You know, their guys, Sproat's good at is keeping the ball on the ground. That's what he's been good at. That's when he's had success this year. That's what he's done. It was a night that the ball needed to be in the air, and he kept it on the ground.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Scattered showers this morning will stay mostly cloudy with a little bit of clearing at times here this afternoon. Temperatures hovering in the mid-60s for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.